19 days to Christmas, and there's great excitement here at RTE. The walls of our newsroom are decorated with hundreds of fabulous Christmas sharing pictures drawn by children. And downstairs, it's been very busy all week ahead of tonight's Late Late Toy Show. Lots of children have been here rehearsing after months of auditions. The toys are ready, the set is ready, the theme is the Grinch. It looks great. I was down there having a look earlier in the week. The show's stage is transformed into a world of green mischief, and the actor Liam Neeson is set to narrate the opening. Andrew Louth was down there too, and here's his preview of ours and your very special night.
Yeah, I started dancing when I was 2 or 3, and I just kind of like started moving on from there.
10-year-old dancer Frankie from Walkinstown in Dublin, and what we can expect from him.
Maybe some flips, maybe, and...
Can you backflip?
Yeah.
How do you learn how to backflip without seriously hurting yourself, or is there any other way?
So I go to acro classes, acro with Rachel.
Okay, and what's that?
It's just like an acro class, so we like stretch and then she teaches us how to do these flips and all that kind of stuff.
Under the theme of the Grinch, Studio 4 has been transformed into a whole new world of Whoville, featuring toy demonstrators, singers and dancers, all with their own unique traits.
Those Whos are hard to frazzle, Max, but we did our worst, and that's all that matters.
Famous for being miserable over Christmas, how will the Grinch work as a theme? Host Patrick Keelty.
The Grinch is just misunderstood. And I think if you look at the movie, you know, with Cindy Lou actually saw the good in the Grinch. And the idea that if you actually reach out to somebody who you mightn't expect is going to respond in a certain way, and then you realise that there's something different underneath. I think that really is a lovely theme.
Tonight marks the 50th anniversary of the Late Late Toy Show, having initially started as a 30-minute segment.
I think at the heart of it is this idea of you put a kid together with a toy. When you look at what's going on in the world, when you look at what a childhood is meant to be, when you look at that idea of kids growing up too quick and famine and war and all these things that happen in the world, that kids do not get a chance to be a kid, I think that this show, at the heart of it, is kids been allowed to be themselves.
For the third year, it'll be broadcast with Irish Sign Language, with deaf presenters working with hearing interpreters. One of those presenters, Jason Maguire, spoke through interpreter Kira Grant.
I'm very proud to be able to do it and to be able to sign my own language, Irish Sign Language, for the deaf community on TV, on a national platform. It's so important to represent our community, even though it is a small community, but it's so important that that representation is seen.
For 11-year-old Nina from Fermanagh, she enjoys that ISL is available for children.
It's so nice seeing all the little kids with disabilities and how they can perform and seeing how they can do stuff. And it's really nice. And I actually learned sign language at school. There's a boy in my class called Potter who has Down syndrome, and we learn sign language to help communicate.
Usually, audio description for the visually impaired wasn't available until the rerun on Sunday, but for the first time this year, it will be live. Clara Murray is one of the audio describers.
The delay to have it on a Sunday, obviously, you know, was the best we could do, but we decided we got a whole booth rigged up, we have a whole new studio upstairs, and that's allowed us to be able to deliver it live on the night to everyone at the same time.
The Toy Show Appeal, now in its sixth year, has raised €26 million since its launch, supporting hundreds of charities. Patrick Keelty says it's now a significant part of the show.
The fact that in a world that so many people are saying, you know, the world's gone wrong, the world is selfish, that people are actually still prepared to put their hand in their pocket when maybe even they can't afford it and help somebody else out, that is just so, so generous, and we can't thank them enough for it.
With the children performing live, they won't be able to watch themselves back until the weekend. 10-year-old Pippa Bell from Cabra in Dublin is waiting until Sunday.
We'd normally be at home watching the telly, watching the other kids on it, but this year I'm on it, so it's different. My mass is in a green room. I have to do my singing and I have to watch it on Sunday on my birthday.
It must make it extra special that you get to be able to watch you on the toy show on the day of your birthday.
This is the best week ever. Like, it has the tight shot. I'm going to be on the telly singing down what I've always dreamed of, and I'm also going to have my birthday.
The Late Late Toy Show airs tonight at 9.35 on RTE1 and the RTE Player.
Up Cabra, Andrew Lowes reporting. If you miss the toy show or fall asleep, it's repeated on Sunday at 3:10 on RTE1 television, and it's on the RTE Player.